Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A milestone has been reached as the Mazur Museum of Art recognizes its 50th annual juried competition and special events coming up this weekend. An opening reception and juror talk takes place this Saturday. Here to share on the esteemed juror and some of the entries from this year's competition is Mazur Museum Director Evie Stewart and Curator Ben Hickey. Glad that y'all could stop by. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Evie, this year the museum has selected a juror who currently resides in Texas, but his roots are from right here in Northeast Louisiana.
That's right. Our juror this year is George Shackelford, who is from North Louisiana, and it was really important to us to have George at our 50th celebration, and we're so happy that he was able to accept that and participate as juror. He's an extremely accomplished curator. He was previously at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts as the chair of Art of Europe, and he currently is the deputy director of the Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth, and he's just amazing, and we're so happy that he was able to work with us on this exhibition.
Some of his recent projects, I know he curated, I believe, a Monet collection recently.
That's right. He's curated several exhibitions on Impressionist and Post-Impressionist work, authored a few books on the topic. He's, you know, as Ben was saying earlier when we were chatting, he's frequently quoted in various art magazines. He's just, you know, an extremely accomplished individual, and we're so pleased to be working with him.
And an honor, I believe, in France that he was given as well.
That's right. That's
the Knights of the Letter of the Knights of the Republic of France for arts, and I don't know. I think that's almost like being knighted in England.
Because he's done a lot of work in France, correct? With some of the things that
he does. He does travel there, and he's worked, I know, with the Musée d'Orsay there, and
the curator Xavier Rey. He recently collaborated on an exhibition called Degas in the Nude.
So this was a great opportunity for artists from around the country, and of course several of our local artists to work with this, you know, accomplished curator. So we're very excited about it.
Well, the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council Awards will also be a part of the program. Artworks. What else is planned for the reception coming up Saturday?
Well, the reception starts at 5:30, and it is for members of the Mazur Museum. If you're not a member, you can call us to find out about it. It's
very, just like that.
Very easy, right? Easy and affordable.
We can push the paperwork through.
That's right. We even the day up. And the juror talk with George Shackelford will start at 6 o'clock, and he is a great speaker. I've heard him speak before, extremely intelligent and well-spoken, and that's really going to be an interesting talk. He'll speak about the exhibition, of course, and then the awards ceremony will start at 7 o'clock.
Ben, tell us a little bit about the exhibition and actually the competition itself. A lot of entries coming in this year.
That's right. It's an unprecedented amount of entries this year. I think it was over 800 from 38 states. And there are 17 states represented by 23 artists this year. There's a great diversity of art, all different styles, different media, you know, drawings, paintings, sculptures, and just about anything for anyone. You'll find something that makes your heart sing.
When we talk about some of the exhibits and things, some of the works that are there, a lot of local participants, did we see that among the 800, or did we see more state, or were they really here concentrated in Northeast Louisiana?
Because, you know, we're a known entity here, we did have a lot of local entries, but I would say that perhaps it was only a quarter or maybe even less. It was just, we did a good job getting the word out this year, I think.
And there are several artists who were accepted, from this area to be in the exhibition, which always makes us very proud because it's a blind process. When the juror chooses the work, he doesn't know where the artists are from or what their name is. He just sees the work and a little bit of information about the medium and size. And, I think it says something to, you know, the fact that we have some great artists in this area that he did choose so many artists from Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, you know, general North Louisiana.
Off the top of my head, I think Frank Hamrick, Marie Bukowski, Gary Ginegundo, and several other local artists are represented. So it's, we're really excited to have George choose people we know.
And I also understand among the artworks, a new award this year.
That's right. Best Packed Art sadly, people, maybe we'll make a display, I don't know, but people can't see that, but it makes our life easier, and it's a fun little award. That all the artists, seems they took it very seriously, and things were really well packed this year.
Right, the artists pack their own work and ship it to us, so it comes from, you know, all over the place, and it's always kind of a process to even get, you know, that behind the scenes part of getting the work unpacked to get it ready to hang on the wall.
Let me. Was there a certain category in the competition you felt, you know, that the juror had some lengthy consideration? You know, a lot of quality work in any one category that you saw coming across.
Well, you know, as we've seen in the last several years, photography has become really big, and there's I believe that probably the most amount of entries was from photography. Would that be correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So and there is a lot of photography in the show, but he did a great job of choosing a variety of mediums. So there's mixed media work, painting. There's some beautiful paintings in this exhibition.
Some embroidery.
That's right. Sculpture. So there is a variety, but he probably, I would say, as far as his process of whittling down, you know, photography was what he had to kind of go through the most of.
Right. As far as not only the distinction of being recognized in the exhibit for top works, but also cash prizes as well.
That's right. There's cash prizes, $3,000 total in prizes for the artists. So it's a great opportunity for artists to exhibit at a museum, get their work exposed to a, you know, significant curator, and also get a little money if they win.
Well, with this being the 50th juried competition, of course, lots of people have interest in wanting to attend. How can they find out more about the reception?
They can call us at 329-2237, or they can visit our website at massermuseum.org.
50th juried competition and the opening reception and juror talk coming up this Saturday. Abby Stewart and Ben Hickey with the Masser Museum Art. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.